What occurred is on January 20th this year, one of our officers responded to a report of a theft from a business here in town. It was found that the offense had actually occurred approximately 3 weeks prior to that date before it was reported. We forwarded that information on to our Criminal Investigations Division. What they were able to find out is that back on January 2nd of this year, the suspect in this offense had entered the store. He had picked up a tool set from the shelves and then had proceeded to the return desk where he then returned it, stating that he did not have a receipt. He was issued a refund for the value of the tool set in the form of a gift card. The value of this item was $579. During this transaction, he provided his driver's license. And additionally, he was wearing his College Station Fire Department uniform at the time. During the subsequent follow-up investigation, our detectives were able to learn of another possible incident involving this individual. They met with representatives from a business in the 2100 block of Texas, and they found that on January 17th, the same suspect had entered into the store, picked up a camera, and concealed it in his jacket, and then left the store without making any attempt to pay it. Both of these incidents, the individual was identified through video surveillance as being a College Station firefighter. Warrants were obtained for his arrest, and he turned himself into the Brazos County Jail and bonded out yesterday. The individual, Mr. Vaughn Curtis Donahoe, was charged with two counts of theft, one being a Class B misdemeanor, one being a Class A misdemeanor.